Today we're going to talk about two women in the Bible that, if I had to guess, you have likely never heard of before. There are not many details given about these two ladies in Scripture, but what we are given is so valuable that you will not want to miss what they have to teach us. Welcome to the Faithful 31 Moms podcast. Wherever you find yourself today, multitasking or just trying to catch a quiet moment alone, I'm so glad you're here as we learn together how to live out our faith and point our kids to Jesus. I'm your host, Mallory Allen. Last month, I shared about two sisters, Leah and Rachel, who were both married to the same man, Jacob, and the comparison challenges that that came with. Fast forward years later, we find that Leah and Rachel's families with Jacob had all relocated to Egypt, and they were multiplying by the day and becoming a great nation. The Bible says in Exodus 1:7 that the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly. They multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. This is just a fancy way of saying they were having a lot of babies. And it scared the Egyptian leaders that these Israelites would grow to be bigger than the Egyptians, and then they would overthrow them. So this is where we land today, focusing on two ladies. Their names were Puah and Shiprah, who were both midwives, helping these Israelite women deliver all these babies that they were having. I'm sure you're thinking, like I did, when you hear these names, Puah and Shiprah, who are they? I don't remember those weird names as main role women in the Bible. And if I'm completely honest, I can't remember hearing their names either. If I've read about them before, I just skipped right over it. As I was studying, though, I felt like the Lord stopped me on these two ladies, because there is something valuable here that we as moms don't need to skip over. In Exodus 1:12, it says that the Egyptians made the Israelites become their slaves, but the more they afflicted them, the more the Israelites multiplied and grew. So the king of Egypt is getting pretty desperate here, and he calls these two midwives in, Puah and Shiprah. He basically tells them whenever they deliver the Israelite babies that they're supposed to kill all the baby boys, but they can let the baby girls live. And in Exodus 1:17, it says, "The midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but save the male children alive." It is interesting when we read this because the world's definition of fear from the English dictionary, I just Googled it, means to be afraid of someone or something. But the only person with that kind of quote unquote fear in this story is the Egyptian king, thinking that killing babies was the answer to saving these people. This is a worldly fear that distorts truth. The fear of the Lord that these two women had, Puah and Shiprah, was something far greater than worldly fear. It was a God-fearing, life-altering kind of fear that brought wisdom. So with every baby boy that was born, they had to ask themselves, do I follow a man or do I follow God? And Puah and Shiprah chose to follow God over and over again by letting these baby boys live. You say, okay, Mallory, this is a great story, and I'm glad that these two women were so amazingly brave and let these sweet babies live, but what does that have to do with me as a mom in this season of my life? And I would have to say this story has everything to do with being a mom today. This is what I wrote down in the margin of my Bible when I read this story for the first time, when I really noticed this story, when I was writing this podcast. We must do as these two women and fear the Lord more than anything to raise up children for Jesus. We always have a choice. Will you choose to please God or will you choose to please the world? The world is screaming all kinds of crazy things at us, just like the king was telling these midwives to take the lives of innocent babies to solve a problem. I think we've heard that one before, along with the world telling our children to decide what gender they are. Seriously? I'm having to have conversations with my second grader about homosexuality because it's in his elementary school and everywhere else that you turn. When we can't even get this one man and one woman for life thing down that God intended for marriage to be, and abandonment is at an all-time high, it's no wonder that our kids are confused. We must choose to fear God like Puah and Shiprah, to follow God over the world. I mean, the devil, we all know, he is a smart cookie. He deceives and he tricks us into thinking that some of these sins today are quote unquote normal and that we as Christians should be ashamed of ourselves or considered mean or closed-minded because we are not willing to accept them. But no, that's not the truth. We must be mothers and fathers who stand up and say, not us. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord, and then actually have the courage to go against what the world says and to do that. And remember, saying it and doing it are two very different things. And your kids, they're going to know the difference. So you have to get in your Bible, because that is the only way to set a clear path for choosing to follow God over following the world. The Lord rewards those who fear Him and try to live wisely, and that is why this was not the end of Puah and Shiprah's story. Exodus 1:21 says, "Because the midwives feared God, He provided households for them." You see, in this day, women who became midwives were typically known to be barren women. But God blessed them in a life-altering way by giving them families and children of their own. Women who had likely spent many years trying to have a child, or maybe they thought it was hopeless from the start. But nonetheless, they did become moms of the Bible because of their great wisdom and obedience to the Lord. And you and I, we may already have the kids. We may already be moms listening to this podcast. But do we want continued blessings over our families for generations to come? You know I do. And so here are three ways that we can do that today. The first, remember, the world considers truth to be ever-changing. What's true for you may not be true for me, or what's true today may not be true tomorrow. That's just messed up, and it really doesn't even make any sense. Leading me to the next point, number two, remember, God's word is unchanging truth. In our world today, you have to study God's word like never before to know the truth. Ask God for His wisdom and strength as you stand firm on biblical truth, on these things that you're learning and reading, so that you can teach them to your children. And number three, remember, your kids are watching you. So will you choose to follow God, or will you choose to follow the world? You know, let your kids hear you speak up for biblical truth, both in your home and in your circle of influence. When they ask questions, answer them clearly and tell them what the Bible says. Tell them the truth. Don't try to hide it from them or shield it from them. Show them you're living by the way that you follow what the Bible says. I will close with this quote. I think it's great. Adrian Rogers said, "If you please God, it doesn't matter who you displease. If you displease God, it doesn't matter who you please." I'm going to have that quote from Adrian Rogers available on my Instagram. So make sure you follow me at Faithful31Moms. And you can download that or save that if you'd like to. And also, don't forget to check out our new Casting of the Flowers devotional coloring book. In the show notes today, there's going to be a special coupon code for that as well. So be sure that you check that out. Thanks so much for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode, there are two ways that you can help more moms find this ministry. Number one, if you would just leave a quick podcast review, that would be so helpful. And number two, share this episode with your mom friends on social media, and then you can tag me. That will help so much. And to catch all the latest, you can follow me at Faithful31Moms on Instagram, or check us out at Faithful31Moms.com. Thanks again, and have a blessed day.